Ever wondered how AI goes beyond just, chatting? How it actually starts doing things for you? Like, imagine an AI acting as your personal assistant, not just answering questions, but handling tasks, sending emails, maybe managing contacts, that kind of thing. Today, we're taking a deep dive into this fascinating world of AI agents, and specifically, we'll explore how you can build one yourself without needing to write, a single line of code.
Sounds ambitious, but it's actually getting quite accessible.
Exactly. So our mission for you in this deep dive is really to demystify what an AI agent is. We want to break down its core parts.
The building blocks.
Yeah, the building blocks, and then walk you through a real-world no-code example. So by the end, you'll really get how accessible and powerful these assistants can be. We're drawing insights from a great guide that honestly simplifies this quite well.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Because lots of people are familiar now with large language models, LLMs, like ChatGPT.
Sure, everyone's used those.
Right. But the concept of an AI agent, that takes it a really significant step further. It's not just about asking and answering anymore.
Okay.
It's about empowering that AI to take independent, informed actions out there in the real world. So we'll explore the brain, the memory, and this is crucial, the tools these agents use to interact. That's what makes them so versatile.
Okay, let's unpack that. The material we're looking at, it has a really helpful diagram, actually. Helps visualize this AI agent. Think of it like a specialized entity, almost like a human employee you can talk
Yeah,
to.
that's a good analogy.
It's got a brain and it can understand instructions.
And the two main components there are indeed the brain, which is basically an LLM, GPT-4 Mini, Claude 3.5, one of those big models.
Right, the engine.
Exactly. And memory. Now, memory is absolutely critical. It gives the agent context, history about past conversations.
So it doesn't just forget everything instantly.
Precisely. Without memory, you would literally, wipe the slate clean after every single interaction, get these really disjointed, illogical responses.
Okay.
Memory is what allows for that more human-like conversational flow, and importantly, more logical actions over time.
So you've got the brain to think, the memory to recall. What else? It needs some kind of direction,
Just
right?
does. That's where instructions come in,
Yeah.
often called a system prompt or a system message.
Oh, okay.
This basically defines the agent's role, its personality, maybe
Yeah.
how it should act, and crucially, what tools it actually has available.
And that's different from what I type in.
Totally different. That system message is kind of its fixed constitution, whereas the user message, that's your input, is dynamic. It changes every time you talk to it.
Got it. The unchanging rules versus the specific request.
Exactly. The system message is the guide, user message is the input, and of course, there's always an output. Could be confirming an action, giving info, asking you something back. But, if you're just talking to it like a basic ChatGPT interaction, that's really just the LLM, the brain, with some memory and some basic instructions.
Right. But here's where it gets, really interesting, I think. Adding tools.
Yes. This is the leap.
This is where the magic truly happens, isn't it? When that LLM gets the ability to use external tools, it can actually do stuff, take action.
It's the difference between talking about sending an email and actually sending the email.
Exactly. Imagine having not just one tool, but maybe several, and the agent uses its brain, its instructions, your input to figure out, okay, which tool do I need right now and how do I use it?
That decision-making process is key.
So let's make this concrete. The source we're using, it walks us through building a really practical example in a no-code platform called N8N, an email agent.
Yep, a classic use case.
And this is where you really see these concepts, brain, memory, tools come to life.
Now, what's great is it starts right from the beginning. You add an AI agent node, and bam, first there. No chat model subnode.
Right. No brain.
Exactly. It immediately shows you, okay, this thing needs a brain. So you connect an OpenAI chat model, like GPT-4 Mini.
Which involves getting an API key, right, from your OpenAI account.
Correct. It's like a password for the AI, just a copy-paste thing, usually. And importantly, making sure you have credits. That's the fuel for the brain, basically.
Okay, so brain connected. Now it can talk back.
It can respond, yes,
Yeah.
but it won't remember you from one message to the next, which is frankly annoying.
Yeah, that initial example showed that you ask its name, then ask again, and it has no clue.
Right. So next step, add memory. The guide suggests using window buffer memory. Pretty straightforward for these chat style agents.
And what does that do exactly, the window buffer?
It basically just remembers a set number of the most recent interactions, maybe the last five messages, for instance.
Like short-term memory.
Kind of, yeah. enough to keep the current conversation flowing smoothly. And we saw it work. The agent that didn't know the user's name suddenly did remember it once memory was added.
Much more natural.
Way more natural. And this memory, it's usually tied to a specific session ID, so it keeps context for your current chat.
Right.
But okay, it understands, it remembers. How does it do things?
Tools. Back to the tool.
Back to the tools. So in this email example, you add a Gmail tool, which, again, needs credentials you have to let it connect to your Google account securely.
Makes sense. Needs permission. Now, here's the part I thought was really clever. Making the email dynamic.
Oh, yeah. From AI Express.
Yes. Instead of you having to type recipient, Bob, subject, hello, you know, like filling out a form, you use this expression, my key. And it tells the AI agent, look at what the user just said and figure out the email recipient, figure out the subject, figure out the body, all by yourself.
It's leveraging the AI's natural language understanding. It parses your normal sentence.
Like, send an email to Nate about the meeting tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it intelligently extracts Nate as the recipient, meeting tomorrow, probably informs the subject or body. It fills in the blanks of the tool automatically.
That's pretty powerful. Less structure needed from my end.
Much less. And you just name the tool something sensible, like send email, so the agent knows what capability it represents.
Okay, so we have the brain, the memory, the tool. What's the last core piece?
The system message. The instructions. The agent's constitution, remember.
Right, the overall guide.
While you could just use a default, you are a helpful assistant, the source shows generating a much more detailed one. Maybe even using another AI, like a custom GPT, to write it.
Oh, interesting. Meta.
Yeah. Using AI to configure AI. And this custom system message, often using Markdown for structure, precisely defines its role, lists the tools it has. You have a tool named Send Email that can send emails. Maybe gives examples of how to respond.
So it knows its job description really clearly.
Crystal clear. And this detail is key. In the test, the request was something like, can you send an email to natehurk88@gmail.com asking him how his day was?
And it worked.
It worked. It parsed it, found the tool, filled the parameters, sent the email.
Yeah.
But there's a funny little detail. The first email it sent signed off as best placeholder your name.
Ha. Huh. It didn't know who was asking it to send the email.
Exactly. It didn't know who you, the user, were. So a quick tweak to the system message fixed it. Something like, always sign off emails from Frank.
Simple fix. Big difference in usability.
Instantly personalized. And another thing the source highlighted was the logs.
Ah, yes. Seeing behind the curtain.
Totally. They're not just for debugging. They show you the agent's step-by-step thought process.
What does it show?
Things like, okay, first, store the user's message in memory. Then, use the brain and system prompt to understand the request. Ah, identify the need for the send email tool. Okay, create the parameters for the tool recipient, subject, body extracting them from the user message, execute the tool, send the actual email, then craft a response back to the user saying, okay, sent, and finally update the memory with this whole interaction.
Wow, that's incredibly insightful, seeing that whole chain of reasoning.
It's so valuable for understanding why it did what it did and for troubleshooting if it goes wrong. Mm. Makes it much less of a black box.
Okay, that email agent is already pretty cool. But yeah, typing out email addresses every time is a bit of a pain.
It is. So the guide shows leveling it up.
Yeah.
Adding another tool.
A contact database.
Exactly. Using something simple like a Google Sheet, just as an example. But you could imagine this being your company's CRM or, you know, a more sophisticated vector database for searching contacts.
Right. Doesn't have to be a spreadsheet.
No. But the core idea is the same. And the key thing here isn't just adding the tool node in NADA.
What else?
You have to tell the agent about it. You need to refine that system prompt again.
Ah, update the instructions.
Precisely. You add something like, you now also have a tool to retrieve contact data, like email addresses, based on the user's query. Use this first if they mention a name instead of a full email address.
So you explicitly tell it the new capability and when to use it.
Exactly. And again, maybe use a custom GPT to help weave that new instruction seamlessly into the existing system message.
Okay, so what does that let you do now?
Well, think about it. Instead of saying, send an email to natehurk88@gmail.com, you can just say,
send an email to Phil.
Right. And the agent, because of its updated instructions, knows, okay, Phil isn't an email address. Let me first use the contact database tool to look up Phil's email. It finds it. Then it uses the Gmail tool with the retrieved address to send the message.
That streamlines things massively for the user. Just use names.
It makes the interaction much more natural, much closer to how you'd ask a human assistant.
So connecting this to the kind of bigger picture,
yeah.
What's really exciting here?
Well, the potential beyond just interacting with it inside that NADN chat window.
Right, because NANN is the builder, but the agent could live elsewhere.
Exactly. The source points this out. You could hook these agents up to, I don't know, Telegram, your phone, Slack,
yeah,
tons of platforms. The NANN workflow becomes the back-end brain.
That opens up a lot of possibilities. What other kinds of inputs and outputs could you imagine?
Well, the guide even mentions a phone conversation scenario. You could be talking to your email agent over the phone.
Oh.
Using a service like, say, 11 Labs for real-time text-to-speech and speech-to-text,
sure.
Your spoken words go to the agent, it processes, decides, maybe uses the Gmail tool, figures out a response, 11 Labs speaks it back to you.
That's a whole back-end application running invisibly.
All built from these same fundamental blocks, brain, memory, tools, instructions. Once you grasp these core concepts, the possibilities really expand. Managing calendars, automating customer service tickets.
Yeah.
These no-code AI agents are genuinely making powerful automation accessible to way more people. It feels like a real shift.
What a deep dive that was. We've really uncovered the core bits of an AI agent.
Mm-hmm. The brain, the memory for context.
The instructions telling it what to do, and those crucial tools that let it actually act in the world. And we walked through building that email agent, saw how memory makes it conversational, and even how adding a contact database tool makes it smarter, all without code.
It really highlights how that interplay, the LLM brain, the memory, the defined tools, all guided by a good system message, unlocks some incredible automation.
Right.
And the simplicity of adding new tools plus that dynamic from AI function. It makes it feel surprisingly intuitive once you get the hang of it.
So what's the takeaway for you listening? You've basically just got a shortcut to understanding AI agents pretty well. You've seen firsthand. They're not some, you know, mythical complex beast. They can be built.
Yeah, you can actually construct these things.
So as you're thinking about all this, here's a final thought to mull over. Something provocative, maybe.
Okay.
If even a simple email agent, like the one we discussed, can save you real time, maybe minutes or even hours, what other repetitive digital tasks are lurking in your own life? Things that could potentially be transformed by an AI agent you could build, freeing you up for more complex work or, you know, more creative stuff, or just things you actually enjoy doing.